Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 27th of November. Baptism by Water. If baptism is immersion into the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit through discipleship, what is the purpose of water baptism? Baptism by water is requested by a Son of God in faith for discipleship. It marks their commitment to be taught the commands of Christ and to walk in the light of the word that is ministered by his messengers. Through discipleship, they are established on the pathway of salvation that Christ pioneered for them on his offering and suffering journey. We see that the pathway of salvation is the pathway of discipleship in the community of a local church under the instruction and care of a presbytery. For this reason, baptism by water happens under the hands of first fruits messengers who are co-workers of Christ. They are sent by Christ to make disciples of those who receive and believe their message. After Christ's offering and suffering journey was finished, and he rose from the dead as the first man made in the image and likeness of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he received the name which is above every name. Jesus called this entire process his baptism, saying to his disciples, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with." This is the one baptism through which the covenant purpose of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is accomplished in the life of a believer. To be baptized in the name of Jesus, as believers were by the apostles in the New Testament, is to embrace the pathway that Jesus Christ specifically pioneered for the salvation of those who obey him. Importantly, the efficacy of water baptism is not contingent upon the words spoken over the believer as they are being immersed in water. Such an orientation renders baptism as merely a sacrament. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 and 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9, Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20, Romans chapter 6 verses 17 and 18, Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 to 11, Matthew chapter 20 verse 23, and Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5. For further study, Acts chapter 8.